Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Squiggly Quiz podcast. I'm Helen, one of your hosts, and this episode is part of a special series that Sarah and I have created to bring to life some of the ideas and insights in our new book, You Coach You. In this series of 6 episodes, all out in January, we'll be talking to some experts to get their thoughts on how we can all help ourselves through some of the knottier moments in a squiggly career. And that could be coping with a challenging relationship at work. It could be finding more meaning and connecting to your purpose. It could be help me progress. I feel a bit stuck. Help me to progress in my job. They have got insights and expert advice just for us. So each of these episodes relates to a specific chapter in You Coach You. Today, the focus is on our relationships chapter and, very specifically, how you can build a good relationship with your manager. So you're going to hear me talking to our expert, Thomas Erickson, who is the author of Surrounded by Idiots and Surrounded by Bad Bosses. I hope you're not surrounded by bad bosses, but we probably all have experienced bosses that, or managers that maybe didn't always feel like the easiest relationship at work. Today, we're going to talk about that a little bit more and work out what we can do to respond to it. So in the conversation, we'll explore how you can understand what might be driving your manager's behaviour and when and how to adapt your approach to work effectively with them. So I hope you find this conversation as insightful and interesting as I did. Here we go.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Today in our conversation, I wanted to focus on, I think, one of the most important relationships at work, or the one that can really work for you or can also work against you, and that is the relationship with your manager or your boss, as you refer to it in your book. And my first question, I was wondering whether it was binary, whether you have good bosses and bad bosses, or whether everybody could be a bad boss to somebody.
Everybody is an idiot in someone's story. That is kind of the case. We can do our best and we can try to adapt our behavior and leadership skills and, you know, all these things that we try to do as when we manage people. But some people don't like to be managed. What's natural for me, let's say. Maybe you would like to be led in one way and I only lead you in another way, but another staff member will love my way of doing things. It's all about adaption. It's all about finding your way to lead this person and that person. There's so many leadership books, management books written, and they all say, do it like this. And the problem is, that's never really true because people are different. And if you don't consider different behavioral types, let's say, within you as a boss and within the individuals that you lead, you're going to mess things up. That's just the way it is, actually. That's why I wrote my book the way I did, by dividing it, doing this kind of matrix way of looking at things. If you have a red boss and a red employee, that's one thing. If you have a green boss and a green employee, that's a whole different story. And we need to kind of understand the difficulties. Leading is tricky. It's really, really difficult. If you have a red boss who is a dominant one, she or he is very pointing with the full hand, you know, we have to do this, we have to do that, you know, they're very fast forward, very decisive, bam, 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 you know, everything is, we're in a hurry, hurry, hurry. Well, we're not in a hurry, but we could speed things up a little bit now, couldn't we? Let's do this now, you know, pedal to the metal, boom, let's do this, you know. Very result-oriented, and, you know, some people might perceive them a little bit aggressive because they stare straight into your eyes like this and say, I see what you're not doing over there. Speed things up, buddy, you know. We all met those bosses, and they are really good at creating results. And people who don't take it personally, they adapt really well to these people. These are the ones who, if you ask, what do you think about my new project here, they will tell you. You will get it straightforward, right in the face. I don't like it. I think it's bad. Shape up, buddy, or you're out, you know. You're going to hear that. And that could be really, really harsh, but it's working because they are honest, sometimes too honest. The yellow factor, that's another extroverted profile, but people-oriented or relation-oriented, let's say. So they are also very driven and fast-forward, but they are smiling all the time and they are happy, you know, when they see possibilities. And these are the creative ones. They come into a meeting and say, I have been thinking about this for a very long time. And then they start talking and you hear they are looking for the right words because they just open the lid in the front and out comes anything. But it sounds interesting and fascinating. These are the visionary leaders. You will follow them through, you know, fire and water and everything because everything they say comes out as completely genius. You know? And they are poor listeners. They won't hear what you say because they have so many things to say for themselves. So some people feel inspired by these managers, bosses, and sometimes not seen, because they are very good at making you feel good in the short run, but in the long run, they might forget your name. And then you have, of course, on the introverted side, if you go to the more calmer people, you have bosses who are green, introverted, and relation-oriented as the yellow ones. They are caring and sharing and low-key in all that they do. They don't like changes and they are conflict-avert, which means if you raise your voice to your manager, he or she might actually back away, even though he has the power over you. You can easily sort of bully a green boss because they don't like raised voices. They don't like conflicts because that's bad behavior. So that means also they won't give negative feedback to people. They are very friendly, very kind, extremely helpful. All of this, they will remember your birthday and your husband's birthday and your cat's birthday and so on and so forth. So you will get flowers, you know, 9 times per year, but they won't tell you what you have to do differently because that can create a conflict. So that's kind of a conundrum there, you know, on the leadership perspective. And the last color is the blue ones. They are introverted and task-oriented. These are the, then you get an engineer or IT technician or some neurosurgeon or tax sheriff or something like that. Now, detail-oriented, very factual, very precise, very ABCDE. We have to follow the manual. So there you will have a really trustworthy manager who is very squarish in his or her thinking. They will stay in the box. They are exactly like the yellows, only quite the opposite. Think outside the box. Why, will the blue one say? And the yellow will say, think outside the box. There is a box. How do I get in the box, you know? So that's kind of a different perspective. People kind of like the blue ones because you can trust them. If they say, I will deliver on Monday, they will. They will give you an answer for your request for a raise or something. But they won't see you as an individual because you are an asset. Because they are not relation-oriented. And of course, you can combine the colors. Common combinations are extroverted, meaning red and yellow. They can also be introverted, meaning green and blue. You can, of course, have a relation-oriented boss. Common combination is green and yellow. It's all fun, and you're going to eat cinnamon buns every Wednesday, and everything is fantastic. Or they might forget about the deadlines and so on. And then you have also the task-oriented combinations, meaning you have a blue and a red boss, kind of in a combination, which is also tricky because the red one is the accelerator, let's say, and the blue one is the brakes. And if you push all the pedals at the same time, it's going to be strange. You're going to notice that as an employee, because hurry up, but make sure you get all the details with you, you know. You have to do it 100% perfect, but you have to be ready before everybody else, which is, it's kind of impossible. They can raise impossible demands on their staff. So that's the basic. If you have a red boss, let's say, he or she, they're not interested in listening to you unless you have a really, really, let's say, important message to them. If you have some random things to say when you pass the door, hey, you know what, by the way, I picked up this and that, they don't want to hear this. What you tell them is one, two, three, and leave the room, you know. They sit there and nod, you know, and smile because they have learned how to do that, but they don't want to do it. They think you're annoying and slow and you take up the time. So if you have something to say, say it and leave. And you know when your yellow manager is saying, wow, I had this brilliant idea, we're going to do this, we're going to change everything. You can say, yeah, well, I'll see, I believe it when I see it, you know, because it's going to pop up another idea within a week or two, and who knows? It's just the way it is, and so on. You have to be, of course, self-aware. When you react negatively to what your boss is doing or saying, then it doesn't have to be about him or her. It could be about you. If you are green and you have a red boss, you will seriously believe they hate you because they will never ask you how you are, and they will always complain about your behaviors and your performance and so on, because that is what they do. They don't care about you. They care about your performance. It's always going to clash when you bring in the red people. They don't care because they don't care about conflicts. That's just another way of communicating. The higher up in the hierarchy you go, the more red behavior you will see, because they have sharper elbows than everybody else, and they are competitive. So they will run for the top, but they will run for the corner office the quickest. That is not the same thing as saying they are more competent. That's a whole different story, but you can.
So, Thomas, if someone is listening to this now and they are having a real challenge with their manager, they're finding it really hard, and they've hopefully taken lots of insights away from this conversation, is there one piece of advice that you would give that person listening now who's thinking, what do I do next?
What do I do next? Well, I hope I haven't scared anyone away, but the best advice I ever got is the same advice I use now. Pick your boss carefully. That sounds like a strange, it's like saying, pick your parents. No, it isn't. You can't change your boss. You can't change your manager. You can't change your mother and your father. But the thing is, regardless of the position you're in, how fascinating it is, how self-developing your tasks are, the assignment and who you are, if you end up with a really bad manager, nothing can help you. Yes, this is unfair. I totally realize it. But you can't do anything about them. You can never change them. You can't even change yourself. So don't think you can change them. That's just impossible. I was looking for one specific position many, many years ago. The CEO was there and the head of the HR department was there. Two men, twice my age. And the CEO said, well, here we listen to the staff and we have this strong organizational values. And it's very important. Our corporation, we do this and we trust our people. And every time the head of the HR department opened his mouth, the CEO just shushed him. No, I'm talking now. They offered me the position. I said, no, thank you. And I actually told him, which I maybe shouldn't have done, it's how you treated your closest staff member there. He is the one in the top management team, and you shushed him all the time. That's rude. Don't talk to me. Don't give me the corporate values when you behave like that. It's just something on a piece of paper. You don't live by it. So I don't trust you. You have to compare what they say with what they are doing. That is the key. That takes time, and you have to observe. You have to be there and observe what is actually happening here. Sometimes you're better off somewhere else. It's actually true.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode on relationships, and very specifically on those bad bosses and how we can respond and adapt to them when we might need to and when we might not as well. Do let us know your feedback on this episode. Very interested to hear. You can just email us. We're helenandsarah@squigglycareers.com. And next in our special series, you're going to hear Sarah talking to Adam Morgan about how to overcome career constraints. A new Coach You is out now. Hooray! We've been waiting for it for a while. We're very happy that it's out now. And so whether you're interested in developing in a new direction or maybe building your resilience reserves, we've written our book to help. It's really, really practical. There's loads of things for you to fill in. It's helping you to coach yourself. So we want you to use it and scribble in it. There are over 50 ideas for action, 100 coach yourself questions, so many different tools to try out. You know, use them on yourself, maybe try them out with other people as well. It's how we all kind of make careers better for everybody. And we do really appreciate you supporting and sharing our work. So email us with your feedback. Oh, and tag us in your photos when your book arrives. I love to see like people with their book. And you can tag us on LinkedIn, Helen Tupper and Sarah Ellis, or on Instagram at Amazing If. Wherever you are, we would love to see it. By doing this, it gives us a bit of excitement because the book kind of goes out and you don't know how people kind of receive it. So it makes it really real and tangible for us. And it also helps other people to see the book. And so you're also helping us to help other people with their squiggly careers. But thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back with you very soon.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.